Welcome, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, here to untangle the wires of technology.
And I'm Jamie, always ready to trip over those untangled wires and ask, why is this here? Today, we're diving into the Scrum framework, the secret sauce of agile software development.
That's right. Despite Scrum being around since the mid-90s, it's like the Swiss Army knife for project management, always useful, and in 2025, it's still helping teams deliver value iteratively.
So it's the Gandalf of project management tools, old but powerful?
Exactly, Jamie. Scrum is all about adaptability, collaboration, and product quality. But misuse or misunderstanding can turn it into chaos disguised as agility.
Okay, let's start with the basics. What makes Scrum, Scrum?
Scrum is built on three pillars: transparency, inspection, and adaptation. It's like a stool. Take one leg away and it just doesn't stand.
A transparent, inspectable, and adaptable stool. Got it. But what about the roles in Scrum?
Ah, the roles. We have the product owner, who's like the visionary, the Scrum Master, who's essentially the team coach, and the developers, the builders of the vision.
I'm guessing this is where our Gandalf reference comes in handy. A fellowship embarking on a quest to deliver the product increment.
Precisely. And they do this through events like sprints, daily scrums, reviews, and retrospectives. It's a cyclical process that helps teams learn and improve.
Sprints. So it's a marathon at a sprint pace. Doesn't sound exhausting at all.
Well, Jamie, the beauty of Scrum is in its rhythm. It's not about running till you drop. It's about sustainable development and continuous learning.
Talking about learning, I heard Spotify does something similar with their squads.
Yes, Spotify's model is a great real-world example. They have squads, tribes, and chapters, which, while not pure Scrum, show how its principles can be adapted for autonomy, iteration, and improvement.
I love how adaptable this framework is. But what are some common pitfalls?
A big one is treating Scrum like a rigid checklist rather than a flexible framework. It's about the values and principles, not just the ceremonies and roles.
So more Yoda, less Stormtrooper.
Exactly. And remember, Scrum thrives on people, not just process. Empower your team, focus on outcomes, and continuously refine your practices.
Before we wrap up, Alex, any tips for our listeners who want to master the Scrum framework?
Start small, keep learning, and don't be afraid to adapt. Scrum is a journey, not a destination, and there's always more to learn, especially with how much it evolves.
Well, it sounds like our quest is just beginning. Thanks, Alex, for breaking down the Scrum framework for us and our listeners.
Always a pleasure, Jamie, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Remember, technology is about making life easier, not harder. So keep iterating, keep improving, and keep tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Until next time, keep your tech nerdy and your frameworks agile.